Hey everybody, welcome to Stewie Starts Podcast, episode 19, would you believe? And today I'm going to give you my thoughts about aliens. Not the illegal type that crosses over borders into different countries, I'm actually talking about extraterrestrial beings. So anyway, let's get fucking stuck into it. Yo, E.T.! Do you want to put that freaky fucking finger of yours to use? Press that button there to start the motherfucking intro. My God, you're one ugly looking alien. So, as always, guys, you know the score by now, don't you? It's fucking episode 19, you should know. I'm going to give you my thoughts about what I've been up to recently. So, the last podcast I did was on Friday the 6th of December, and that was with my partner, her friend, and my friend. So, that was a good podcast, guys. It's all about dad jokes, and I threw some fucking risky jokes in there, so if it's something you want to listen to, have a little listen to it, guys, because it's fucking hilarious. Some really good jokes and some really fucking bad ones as well. So that was on the 6th, but we're going backwards. We always go backwards, don't we? So going backwards, today, I've had a bit of a lazy day. Not really much. Report just got up. Started, you know, doing a little bit of housework and thought to myself, I'm going to fucking do a podcast. I was going to do one tomorrow, but I decided not to. Tomorrow's preparation day, basically. So anybody who listens to this podcast, you know what preparation day is. Basically, I'm just getting ready for the next two events. So I've got an event on Saturday and Sunday. I'm back at Western Park on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to that one because we've got a lot of Americans have come over. So basically, there's just like tour thing they do. So they bring a lot of Americans over, and then they stay in Western Park, and then they, you know, Western Park feed them and all that good stuff. And then they go around touring around the UK or something like that. I'm not too sure, but it's Saturday, this Sunday anyway. So I'm going to get to meet and draw a lot of Americans this weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. But did you know, I mean, you know, this is kind of a science-y-ish episode, but the 13th. And the 14th, there is going to be a meteor shower. Did you know that? And apparently you can see anywhere up to, like, I think it was something like 100 meteor showers every hour. Meteor showers? 100 meteorites every hour. It's basically, it happens every year. I think it's like the biggest meteor shower in the calendar, the annual calendar. And it's basically Earth's orbit. So Earth is orbiting where these fucking meteorites are and stuff like that. So it's I'm looking forward to seeing that. So that's going to be on the 13th and the 14th. I think I'm too close to the fucking mic. So yeah, looking forward to seeing that. But today, you know, just doing the laundry, getting ready for the next couple of events. And then doing this podcast. So that's what I've been up to today. And I'll be honest with you, the last 1, 2, 3 days before that, I haven't been really up to fucking much either. I started doing like my TikTok live streams again, sort of getting these Christmas orders in. But to be honest with you, I fucking hate doing these TikTok live streams just because how difficult TikTok is to sell on. Like, TikTok themselves are very, 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 very strict. And every time I send out parcels, I know I'm going to have trouble because of the delivery or because of, mainly because of the delivery. It's either going to be late. Some of them are going to be late or damaged, and I'm going to have to fucking, I'm the one that gets the brunt of it all. So I sent out 6 parcels yesterday, I believe, and I'm expecting at least one to come back either damaged or something. And then it's a case of spending a whole day opening up a ticket with TikTok, fucking doing this and fucking doing that and waiting in reply, and then the customer's fucking, you know, yapping at me, what's happening and where's my refund and all that. And I'm not looking forward to that. And do you know something, when you have to deal with that on a fucking daily basis, it puts you off doing it, and that's why I don't really do it as much now. I'll probably do it in January a lot more because I haven't got that much on, but I fucking, honestly, I used to do a TikTok live stream where I only take gifts, so I don't have to deal with the postal service. And I was literally like, I'll do a live stream, and then I'll say, you know, anybody, whoever the top gifter is, I will draw a caricature of you on this very live stream, and then I will put it on that wall behind me so everybody can see it. And everyone started giving gifts, and I was just like, you know, end the live, and I'm like, fuck me, I just got like 100 quid in gifts for like a 2 hour fucking live stream. There we go. Yeah, so what, and then, you know, TikTok being TikTok, they were like, you can't do that anymore because you're basically, you're something to do with gambling. I don't know. I got a violation for it anyway. And they're like, yeah, you're not allowed to do top gifters anymore, which was the whole fucking main source of income I was getting from TikTok. So I stopped that. And then they're like, oh, you can sell in the shop. And then that's, you know, I fucking did a whole episode about that. It's, for some reason, it's one of my most popular fucking episodes. But if you want to listen more into that, guys, you can listen to that. But, I mean, I've got 5 days off next week, Monday to Friday. And I'm going to have to fucking do TikToks then. And it's, you know, it's Friday will be like 5 days before Christmas. So no doubt somebody's fucking order is going to get missing or lost or something like that. And then they're going to be like, you ruined my fucking Christmas. So, yeah, this is a shit you have to fucking put up with when you've got a fucking business. So, last few days, fucking not a lot. And then on Sunday, I was at my favourite place in the whole wide world, Weston Park, for their afternoon tea. So, Weston Park is a stately home in Sheffnell, which is in the, which is in Staffordshire. Yeah, I think it's in Staffordshire. I think it's right on the border between Staffordshire and Shropshire. And, you know, I was there the week before, I'm there this week, and then I'm there a week after again. So they nabbed me the whole month, you know? So, went there last Sunday and on the 8th of December, and it was great. Lovely little afternoon tea. My issue is I'm drawing whenever everybody's eating. I'm not allowed to have some fucking food. The stuff looks amazing, guys. I don't know how much it is for the afternoon tea, but, you know, if you look at my U-Tunes social medias, like Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that, you'll see how beautiful the place is. Like, the backdrop of it, all these, there's, like, Van Dyck paintings everywhere, and it's just, yeah. I mean, it screams excellence, you know? So I was there doing the afternoon tea, had a good laugh with the staff there, so, we're on first name basis with the staff, so that's a good thing. It was pretty funny because, well, it wasn't funny. Over in the UK, and, you know, everybody in the UK knows this, we just went through a storm. Now, it made me fucking laugh, right? So they were like, it was all over the fucking social media and stuff, and I was like, do not leave your home, there's a risk to life, you know, all this fucking shit. And they were showing you, like, one little video of a tree falling down, and they're like, you could die if you go outside, don't do it, save yourself, stay indoors. And even my fucking girlfriend, when I was leaving, she was like, please drive safely, Neil. I'm like, fuck up, the laddies, it's just a bit of wind, right? And, you know, there was so much panic, right, all over social media and stuff. It's fucking madness the way the world's going now. But I got into the car and I fucking drove to Weston Park. Not a fucking problem, right? The roads were empty because everybody's obviously freaking out, thinking everyone's going to die. So I was just literally like, the car jerked a little, you know, a couple of little times, and I had to go through a couple of little bits of flooding and all, but fucking, what risk? It was like 60 mile an hour winds. Like, I remember years ago when it was like fucking, you know, 100 mile an hour winds and stuff. And I'll be honest with you, I had a plan B that day. You see, if Weston Park cancelled the afternoon tea, I was going to go out and fly a fucking kite. I'm not even joking you. So we've got a kite. And I was literally like, because what happened was the power lines went out. So Weston Park were actually running on a generator. They actually have a Christmas market there, and they had to cancel the Christmas market because they had no electricity because of the, I don't know, one of the fucking major electric places or something went down. I don't fucking know, I wasn't there. And, yeah, the fucking, they had to run off a generator, and I was thinking to myself, you know, because I was looking at their social media, and they were saying stuff like, we're in and out of power, you know, and sometimes they're, you know, they'll be cooking away and all of a sudden everything goes off and then they have to recook or something like that. So I was thinking to myself, I was like, do you know what? I have a funny feeling these guys aren't going to, you know, they're going to postpone the afternoon tea. That's what I thought they were going to do. And I was like, literally, if they do, I'm out, straight outside with a fucking kite and have some fun, you know, because that's what us hard people used to do back in the day before all this fucking pussy fucking social media shit got involved. You will die if you go outside. Fucking, when I was a kid, it was like 100 mile an hour winds and I was out fucking, we used to get like string, like big long string, and then get a, like a fucking carrier bag, and because the wind was so strong, it would take the fucking bag up in the air and it would be like flying a kite. And like, the, you know, wind's coming fucking sideways and you're just like, this is the best day of my life. Now it's like, oh my god, 60 mile an hour winds, son, you're not gonna, you're gonna die if you go out there. You know. But fucking hell, grow a backbone for fuck's sake. Storm. Go to some other country. It was like 60 mile an hour winds, a couple of trees fell down. I mean, it was nowhere near the worst storm I've ever seen. And it's pretty funny because, like, you go to other countries and, like, this storm is probably something like a normal day for them. But yet, soon it's, I mean, that's what I love about this country. As soon as a bit of fucking snow falls, it's all over social media. And then this is cancelled, that is cancelled. Gee, to, I mean, it made me fucking laugh, right? So, a couple of weeks ago, and there was snow, and it was literally like 1 centimeter of snow or whatever it was. I don't know, fucking. And the next thing you know, all over social media, it was like, due to health risks, this has been postponed. This has been postponed. That's been postponed due to safety. Blah 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 blah. And you're thinking to yourself, there's a family that lives in like the Antarctic. Who's fucking, you know what I mean? Who are living a comfortable, happy lifestyle. And it's always fucking snowing there. Go to Canada or something like that. But as snow comes down, there's still, you look at some of the movies and stuff. Like all the Christmas movies. Like the kids are in the yellow school bus going to school and there's snow everywhere. They don't give a fuck. As soon as it's a tiniest little bit of fucking wind, tiniest little bit of snow, everyone's like, we're closed for your safety. I mean, it's stupid, right? When the snow hit, right, schools were closed, and they're like, "We're closed today because it's for your kids' safety. We don't want, you know, your kids' lives to be at risk." What are the kids going to do when they're off school? They're going to go out and play in the fucking snow, aren't they? They're not going to be sitting in the house and not doing anything, or like their mums are teaching them fucking shit. No, they're going to go out and they're going to fucking fly down a fucking a hill at like 90 miles an hour on a plastic bit of fucking sleigh or sledge, whatever you call it. I always get them two mixed up, sledge and sleigh. I think it's just an excuse for schools to not use their like heating because, you know, the energy bills, they're probably like, oh, we can use this as a way of like, We could use their safety so we can close the school today so we don't have to pay for fucking electric or heating. And all everyone's like, yeah, that's a great idea. We can have a day off as well. Fucking right. I'm telling you now, right? This day and age, everybody's using health and safety, especially in the UK, just to get days off. I mean, does it work the other way around? You know, or is it, oh my God, it's snowing out there. Happy days. I'm going to ring my boss. Hello, boss. Yes, I'm not coming in tomorrow. Why? Health and safety, because it's snowing outside, you know, are they going to go, oh, do you know what, yes, you're right, correct, don't come in until there is no snow on the road whatsoever, no wind or anything, thanks boss, see ya. No, they're going to be like, if you don't come in, you're going to get fucking fired, like, fucking swing, you know, different rules, swing, was it swings and roundabouts, yeah, so there you go. I'm pleased to say that, you know, When I was at Weston Park, there was no issues when I was there anyway, so the house was still fully functional, and yeah, so I got to meet and draw people there, yeah, and the day before that, I did a wedding at the Shropshire Golf Course. Now this fucking, this storm, it lasted more than one day, so the height of it was actually on a Saturday night, I would say. And yeah, the wedding I was at, it was in a canopy. And this was at the height of it. Like, whenever I, because this is in Telford as well, the Shropshire Golf Course place. And when I was driving down to it, again, you know, don't leave your house, you're going to die. I was like, fuck off. Got in the car, straight down, not a fucking bother, right? And this is like an hour drive. I didn't see one fucking incident or anything. But what I did see, though, was as I was driving through Telford, the sky kept lighting up, like, blue. So it was, like, these massive blue flashes and stuff. And I think that was what caused the power outage for, like, majority of Telford or whatever. But, yeah, the canopy, right? We went into the canopy, and this thing was fucking shaking left and right. I mean, this thing was... It was funny, like... Imagine, like, if you're in a tent, and there's a storm outside and the tent's going wild. If you've ever been camping or whatever, it was just like that, only a bigger tent. And there was like speakers and stuff and projectors and stuff on the roof of the canopy. And it was fucking shaking, boom, boom, boom. And I was like, if that falls in somebody's head, they're dead. But now, they did it at the beginning. They were like, should we just stay in the main building where it's safer? But then, you know, Shropshire Golf Course were just like, hang on a second. It's, you know, it's their wedding day. Let's assess the situation. Then everything in here, it's secured. It's not going to fucking fall. These speakers, they look like they're going to fall, but they're not. They're well secured on, so let them in. And they let us all in, and nothing happened. It was perfect. And actually, you know, the way the wind was hitting the canopy and stuff and all, and then again, everyone was like, ooh, like, you know, like, oh my God, like that kind of thing. And it kind of added to the atmosphere, I thought it was pretty fun. So that was that. And then the day before that, I was doing a podcast with Kirsty, Beth and Ben. So check that out, guys, if you like funny jokes. So, but then, there we go. So that's what I've been up to recently. And looking forward to the media shower tomorrow. It's starting tomorrow. I don't know when the height of it's going to be. I think it's the 13th and the 14th of December. That's when the the meteor strike. Oh my God, I'm having a fucking strike, a brain strike. Meteor shower. That's what I was supposed to fucking say. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I love all space stuff. And on that note, I think we're going to get to the topic, which is aliens. So, without further ado, play the motherfucking intro. Okay, so straight away, do I believe in aliens? And the short answer is, yes, I do. Now, I don't believe that, you know, these aliens are fucking coming down in spaceships and, you know, there's a whole government conspiracy and they're, you know, they're doing crop circles, all that kind of stuff. I don't believe in that, but I do believe in intelligent life on other planets, which I think the definition for that is an alien, isn't it? I'm gonna look up here alien and see what the actual fucking definition of an alien is. It'll be so funny if it was like, you know, somebody who crosses over into from Mexico into fucking America or some shit like that. Hang on. What is an alien? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. It does say that. The first objective, right, of an alien, right, is belonging to a foreign country. What the fuck? A noun. A foreigner, especially one who is not naturalized citizen of a country where he or she is living, or they. No. So when did that change? An alien for me is just always... I thought, like, an alien was, like, an extraterrestrial. Like, that was the meaning of it. But why the fuck is it... Why? Since when is that? I mean, I thought people were just calling them, you know, illegal aliens as, like, a fucking... Like, a racial slur or something. But it's in the dictionary as well. So, what is an extraterrestrial alien? Belonging to a person, please. I always thought, well, that's mad, eh? Well, there you go. But what is an I'm going to have to be extra, I have to be precise here, extraterrestrial. Well, this is what I thought, you know, if you type in alien, this will come up, but, so, the objective is an extraterrestrial, of or from outside the Earth or its atmosphere. That's an alien. Or a fictional being from another space. From outer space. Dyslexia. And then obviously, you know, you've got all these. It's the same image, isn't it? It's like, well, look, there's E.T. What an ugly looking fucking alien that is. What the fuck is it with his big neck, long neck, and his fucking weird shaped head? But like, an artist's opinion, right? Everybody's opinion on an alien is basically this human-like body, skinny fucking human-like body with, like, big eyes and a big head. You know, any sort of like, movie, like Paul and stuff like that, that's what people's perception of an alien looks like. But then, I don't think they look like that. I think they're just, like, for me, an alien is almost non-human like, if you like. So what's that program, what's that film, Arrival, you know, where they're like these almost like octopus like type things. That's what I would sort of think like an alien would look like. But this whole, you know, spaceship fucking disc type thing, and then this almost human like person comes down and then like beams you up and stuff, that to me is, I mean, I'm going to contradict myself because I believe in the many worlds theory, right? Which I'm going to go into in a little second here. But this idea of like this, you know, Area 51 conspiracies, and they've got like Roswell and fucking, you know, all these shit. I mean, crop circles, for example. Like, whatever happened to them? Was that just like a trend? Did the aliens were like, we don't do that anymore. You know, that is so 1990s. Extraterrestrials, we don't do that anymore. I mean, you know, whenever I was growing up, fucking crop circles were everywhere. But then, you know, I seen some videos where, like, they tried to disprove it, and, you know, somebody had, like, this big long fucking plank of wood and then string, and then they were standing on it, and then standing on the crops and turning into circles and stuff like that to make it look like a fucking alien thing. I don't know. But, you know, I was always skeptical about that. I was like, come on. Why would you travel through space and time, reach a planet, and then just leave some fucking circles on their farm, essentially. I mean, right, so I'm gonna go into it, right? So this idea of aliens have already, because to me there's two sides to this, right? So you have these aliens, or extraterrestrials, sorry, that are like, you know, big eyes, spaceships, they're in the planet, they're in the ocean, that's the latest fucking one. You know, you have all this and this conspiracy where, like, the government's fucking, all of that is fucking nonsense, right? But then, when you think about, whenever I think about space and, you know, Earth-like planets and all this kind of stuff, you know, that, and then, you know, there may be a planet where there's life on another planet. So, you know, this definition of extraterrestrial is a form, is basically saying that, so something that's not from Earth, or its atmosphere, you know, that's what I believe in. So I believe that there's, you know, another planet somewhere in space with, like, aliens on it, but aliens as in, like, fucking dinosaurs or something. We're going to go more technical, more scientific, in a little bit through this episode, but this whole idea, right, where, like, an alien you know, comes to Earth and, you know, crash lands in fucking somewhere, and then the government get involved, and there's FBI, you know, all this fucking investigations. This is a load of nonsense, I think. I personally think that. Because why not tell everybody? If there was an alien species, right, that landed on Earth, why hide it? Why not embrace it? Like, it could unite the world, couldn't it? You know, the amount of phones that are around these days, you know, many years ago, like, it was all over the fucking place, wasn't it? Aliens spotted here, aliens spotted there. Well, look how many phones there are now. Shouldn't the sightings be like every fucking minute of every day. But it's not. It's pretty much the same, I would say. And for some reason, they always seem to go to America, don't they? All these fucking aliens. Roswell, all this kind of stuff. Area 51 and blah, 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 blah. And what's this fucking latest one? The aliens are in the ocean? Why would they hide in the ocean? How did they get here? Where did they come from? You know? All this fucking mad shit. I just think that the idea is just preposterous when it comes to, like, aliens have already been to Earth. Why wouldn't they not just land and then just go, hey, we're here, we exist, you know? Let's join together and travel interstellar, which is, like, almost impossible. But if we went, right, scientific on this, this is why I believe aliens exist, right? So think about space, right? What do you think space is? I can tell you something, right? Space is nothingness. Like, it's nothing. And space, right? People think space is like this black place. This place where you go up and it's dark and it's black everywhere. But what you're actually saying is nothingness. So, like, light, you know, oh, we're going all fucking scientific here. But basically, there's no sound in space. They call it the vacuum of space, right? Now, space for me is infinite, right? It doesn't end. It never ends. And it can't end because there's nothing there anyway. It's space. You need to think. People, look, if you think about space, you think, like, you know, it's up above us. It's, you know, it's not. It's nothingness. Like, there is just nothing there. And this nothingness can't have a beginning or an end. It just goes on forever. So the idea of space being this black thing where stars are up, you're looking at it differently, right? So space is infinite, like it never ends. And if it never ends, right, then, and there's planets in space, then there's an infinite amount of planets. And if you're telling me, right, that if there's an infinite amount of space with an infinite amount of planets, and this one planet, is the only planet in an infinite amount of planets that has life on it. If you think that this is the only planet in an infinite amount of planets that can support life, then come on, think about it, right? You're wrong. There has to be another planet with alien life on it. We've already covered an extraterrestrial life on it, right? And the thing is, humans, right, on our own planet Earth, we are actually trying to find intelligent life on other planets. People often think scientists are out there, like, looking at planets and thinking, you know, there's a planet there, let's search this planet for alien life. And, you know, they're not sending out fucking telescopes and then spying on this planet and trying to find if something's fucking crawling around in it or something. What they're actually doing, so what scientists are actually doing, is they're not looking specifically for alien life. What they're actually doing is looking for planets that could sustain alien life. So, that's basically what they're doing, right? Now, if you look up at the night sky, right, 1 in 10 stars you see has an Earth-like planet orbiting it. And to give you an idea, right, when you look up at the sky, there's probably a lot of light pollution and stuff like that, so you're not actually seeing the amount of stars that are in the sky. There's billions of them, right? And just in what we can see, there's billions and billions and billions of fucking stars, and 1 in 10 has an Earth-like planet orbiting it. So to put it in context, right, there's a thing called a Goldilocks zone. So I don't know if you are aware of this, right, but basically the way our solar system works, right, so you've got the sun, and then you've got the rocky planets. So you've got Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, right? So they're the rocky planets, and then you've got the asteroid belt that goes around, and then you've got the gas giants. So you've got Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, right, and poor little Pluto's out there somewhere. So they're the gas giants, Where the fuck was I going with this? Oh yeah, so Earth. So obviously all the planets orbiting, they orbit the sun, right? And Earth is, it's not too far away and it's not too close. It's called, it's in what's called a Goldilocks zone. And one in 10 stars in space that we can see has an Earth-like planet orbiting it. And there was a theory a long time ago that they thought that, you know, life couldn't be sustained outside of the Goldilocks zone. But they're actually thinking now that I think it's Saturn, one of the moons that's orbiting Saturn. They may believe that there's life on that. So there could be life within our own solar system. Now, to go, little side note here about Goldilocks zone, right? Do you know why you call it the Goldilocks zone? So we're all pretty aware of the, you know, the whole fairy tale where like Goldilocks fucking goes into some bear's house, right? Apparently these bears have houses and they make porridge and they have beds, right? These are fucking bears, right? So Goldilocks goes up to, what's she do? She goes to a table and she sees three bowls of porridge on the table. So she tries one and it's too hot. And then she tries another one. Oh, it's too cold. And then she tries a third one. That's just right. Now, if Goldilocks had a bit of fucking brains about her, what she could have done was got the bowl that was too hot and the bowl that was too cold and put them both in the same bowl and mixed them up. And guess what? It would be just right. And then she can get the one that's just right and add that to it as well. She could actually put all three bowls in the one massive fucking bowl. And then she probably could have fucking, you know, I don't know, sold it down the local market, made herself some fucking money. Do you know what I mean? That's how my fucking brain works. So the idea is like, you know, the porridge was, you know, she found the one that was just right. So that's what they think. So Earth is in that Goldilocks zone. But like I say, you know, just to give you an idea, right, about how much humans have actually searched for alien life. So, what does it go again? So, if you can imagine all the water that's on planet Earth, right? So, all the oceans, everything, how deep the ocean is, how big, you know, vast. I mean, the Earth is 70% water, right? If you went out with a teaspoon, a little teaspoon, or is it a tablespoon? No, it's a teaspoon. And you go to all of that water that's on this fucking planet, and you get a little teaspoon, and you pick up a little bit of teaspoon full of the whole water of the whole planet. That teaspoon that's all of space that we know of. That's with that little teaspoon there. That's all we've searched for intelligent life. So you've got the rest of that whole fucking ocean that we haven't searched for, and that's like the sky basically. So if you think of our observable universe, we've only searched a tablespoon full of for extraterrestrial life. So if you can honestly sit there and think to yourself, there's no way that there's intelligent life on other planets. How is there not? And to throw a spanner in the fucking works, there's a thing called a many worlds theory. So if you have an infinite amount of space, right, and you have an infinite amount of planets, it goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So there is a chance, believe it or not, that there's another planet. I mean, there's an infinite amount of planets, actually. So there's another planet somewhere in space that is Earth-like, and someone like me is actually doing a podcast on that planet right at this moment in time in a different planet somewhere in space. And not just one, but an infinite amount of planets. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to do a whole episode about infinity, because it's something I studied for a while, and it's fucking mind-boggling, right? So I've got a question. Let's do a little fucking thought experiment, right? Here's my little question for you. How does space end? So, like, how does it end? If you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, it must be some sort of a wall or something. Well, what's behind that wall? Oh, well, then, you know, there's another idea where space, like, bends around on itself. So it goes around in almost like a circle. Well, then, that's still a barrier. What's out of the circle, you know? For me, space is infinite. It does not end, right? You know, there's this whole theory, like the Big Bang Theory. I'm sure you are all put, not the TV show. Well, the TV show is based around it, but so you have the Big Bang Theory that, you know, there's a specific moment in time and space where a massive explosion happened. And then, you know, with all, you know, all the explosions and all this kind of stuff and all, you know, the stars basically formed planets and all this kind of stuff. Like, I'm going to do a whole fucking podcast about that, but, you know, people think that, oh, there was just one Big Bang, but how could there just be one Big Bang in an infinite amount of space with an infinite amount of planets? There's been an infinite amount of Big Bangs. It's just our, it's just the way we think of space now is just like, you know, Milky Way galaxy, you know, this and that. But, you know, you need to zoom right out. So the further, I mean, the further we look, the more we learn. So I think we're only like, we only know so much because we can only see so much, if that makes sense. But for me personally, you know, I'm using thought experiments quite a lot, and it doesn't take a genius to think to yourself, well, okay, there's space, right? How does that end? I don't. Well, it can't, can it? No, it can't. So it goes on forever. Yes, right. If it goes on forever, never, then is it impossible for another planet to have life on it? No, it's not. And if it's impossible, right, then, I mean, people's like, oh, but it's, you know, there is things that's happened that's led us to where we are right now as a species. So you have like quantum mechanics, for example. You know, then you've got, obviously the asteroids that hit planet Earth and wiped out all the dinosaurs. Because if that did, there's a series amount of events that makes Earth special. So you have our moon, for example, which creates tides. You know, Earth is very, very delicate. It's very, you know, it's almost precise, the distance from the sun. I think, isn't there something like, and there's some mathematical thing about where like the moon is, you know, a certain distance away from Earth, and then Earth is a certain distance away from the sun, which makes, you know, life is able to fucking thrive on this planet. There's a whole scientific thing about it, and I will go into more depth. I'm just plucking my brain here, trying to figure out things that I remember about this, but I know that there's been a series of very unique events that has led me even to sit here and do a podcast, because you need like physics, like especially quantum physics, in order for me to speak into this microphone or use this, you know, laptop to record this episode and all this kind of stuff. So I mean, Einstein's, you know, fucking, you know, if where would the world be if he wasn't around? Newton, you know, figuring out what gravity does, all this kind of stuff. So, but would, I don't know, would that have happened? But, you know, a series of like scientific discoveries and all this kind of stuff has basically led humans to be what we are to this day, you know? And do I think that there's another planet even in our sort of galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, do I think there's another planet like this? I don't think so. But in an infinite amount of galaxies, then yes, there will be at least another one. I mean, there's bound to be some sort of math on this. So if you think Earth is very unique, and especially in our like solar system or our galaxy, right? But then what's that? Like, let's say our solar system, for example. So you have our solar system, there's 8 planets, and one of them can sustain life. So that's 1 in 8. And then, let's say we checked all the fucking solar systems around us and there's nothing, that's like, then the odds is like 1 in, I don't know, 8 to the power of fucking 50 or something like that. But then you have another, but then there's another planet that might have life, that might, you know, the odds of it is very low, but it's not impossible. I'm sorry, guys, I'm probably melting your fucking head here. But what I'm trying to say is, yes, everything is very, very slim when it comes to, you know, having another Earth-like planet with humans and stuff on it. But it's not impossible. But what I'm saying is, Earth, there is another Earth-like planet out there with maybe intelligent life, but with actual life on it, which, according to that definition, is an alien. So that's what I believe in. I believe that there is another planet, and it's not fucking that far away from us, that has like some sort of fucking, I don't know, like a half giraffe mixed with a fucking monkey or something. You know, it's going to be some type of like I wouldn't say like a really alien type thing, but like, but there could be. Who knows? It's fucking infinite, right? I'm going to see if I can find some funny videos. Speaking of funny videos, forgot to talk about this, actually. One thing I love about this time of year, right, is these fucking Grinch videos. I don't know, has anybody seen them? Like, talk about childhood trauma. These fucking people are dressed up as a Grinch and then coming in, and like, these kids, it's like, look at the fucking terror on their faces. It's hilarious. I think it's fucking brilliant. You know, you're seeing, you know, kids life-changing trauma that they're going to need fucking treatment for the rest of their life. And you're watching that in real time. It's fucking brilliant. I absolutely fucking love it. Some of them, like, you know, the fucking, oh my God, is that the Grinch? And then they come in, and then the fucking, the Grinch, the kids are just like, it's the scariest thing they've ever seen. And all the adults are sitting there with their phones laughing their fucking head off. Their heads off, but not realizing, you know, you're completely traumatizing your kid here. Like, every Christmas they're going to be fucking shitting themselves, not being excited. But some of them are like so fucking funny. You know, if I was a child, like, and some Grinch type thing came in like that, I'd be completely fucking absolutely devastated. I'm going to see if I can find some funny alien funny. I mean, if I type in funny alien videos, what's going to come up? I can't believe the main definition of an alien is a foreigner. Like, funny alien video. I would like to get some, wow, what the fuck is this? New alien dance, full version, no. I want to see if I can find somebody who's been abducted. Right. Hang on. Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event, or even planning a birthday party, or a jago, or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk, that's the letter utoons.co.uk, or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. Back to the podcast. So I got a video here, and this guy, right, so he claims that he was abducted, I can't fucking say that word. He was abducted by aliens in New Mexico. I mean, are you sure it wasn't just Mexicans, according to fucking the dictionary? Right, this video is 18 minutes long, but we're not going to play it for 18 minutes. I'm just going to scar through it and see what this guy has to say. Right, what are the odds? What are the chances this guy got a probe up his ass? I think it's very high. Right, here we go. Longest intro ever. Something scary to talk
about. Let's welcome our guest, David Becker. Hi, David. How are you doing? Everything good?
Hi, I'm fine.
Fine? You look fucked, mate.
Thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from? How old are you?
No. Skip that. Don't give a fuck about you. Right, let's get to the main fucking thing here.
Wanted to drive to every state.
Hang on. What?
There.
I want to get to the actual fucking proven.
You can see all the stars.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
On the road. I thought it was a truck, but...
Oh, here we go, right? That's the same getting abducted.
Later, because I hadn't lived anywhere like that before. I'd always lived near cities. So I'm driving on one of those open roads.
Here we go.
And the sky started to change colors. I had to pull over just to take it all in. I stood there, took a couple pictures with my phone, got back in my car, and got back on the road.
I mean, the host, you should see this woman. She's fucking...
About 10 minutes later, I started seeing some lights in my rearview mirror.
That's always the way, isn't it? Like, you're driving down a country road and then all of a sudden these lights appear out of nowhere. It's like such a stereo. It's like a stereotype, isn't it? Typical stereotype, right? Not believing you so far, mate.
Thought it was a car at first. The lights got closer and so much brighter. They were almost blinding me. And I thought it was a truck, but it was too big and too... Those lights were too bright to be any vehicle I had ever seen. I kept looking in the rearview mirror to see who was driving.
It's pretty funny. So, like, the host, right, she's just very attractive. We'll say she's very attractive. And I don't know what she's doing with her... She's got, like, a low-cut fucking top on, and she's squeezing them and lifting them titties up that are almost touching her chin. And the cameraman just keeps on her. I'll put this on the Facebook page, Streets Lost Facebook page and Instagram. But yeah, how is this guy not? I mean, whenever he actually first starts, like the interview, like he's looking away, he's not even looking at the woman because he's probably like, I can't fucking look at them titties.
And then I started swerving, I almost drove off the road at one point, so I had to refocus my attention on my driving. And the lights were gone. So I kept going. I was looking around. Couldn't see anything but the road in front of me. So I thought I was in the clear. I thought whatever it was gone. But couldn't escape the feeling I had.
I mean, give this guy an Oscar. Like, he is so fucking... He's so acting this. Like, you watch it and you be the judge of it, right? But, like, this guy, he's like, you know... It's very theatrical, mate. It's almost rehearsed, if you like.
There was either somebody trying to run me off the road... or something else. Which was even scarier.
Was it me, though?
And even it's dark in there, so...
Oh my god, he's like, oh, I'm so traumatized. Right, I want to just get to the actual fucking...
Scarier now.
Right.
And then...
His car stopped
working. Everything went black. I woke up in this small room, laying on this metallic... table or bed thing. I looked around trying to see if I could recognize anything, and I couldn't. Nothing looked familiar.
think I know where he's going with this. Somebody's going to get his ass fucking spiked with something. I mean, so straight away, so he's saying there's like some sort of metallic bed thing there, right? So if it is aliens, where the fuck did they get the bed from? Is there like a shop? Did they manufacture it? You know, all these questions goes through my fucking head.
And then I realized I was naked.
Yeah, here we go.
I was completely naked on this metal bed. And I couldn't move. It was so cold and felt so weird on my skin. It was almost like I was magnetized. I wasn't tied down or anything, but I could not move. The air was heavy, hard to breathe. It was terrifying. This room was metallic and shaped like a pyramid. I was just taking it all in and just scared out of my mind. And then I saw a light out of the corner of my eye, like a door had opened. And I heard these steps. Heavy steps. It was terrifying. And I saw him.
Who was it?
It's a tall, humanoid looking creature. Grayish color. Long arms bent back.
There's no way this is true. I don't know if this is something from a fucking TV program or something, because it's like, well, it's no, I don't believe this shit.
Took a few steps towards me and just stared at me. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. He didn't communicate anything at all. He was just staring. No expression. No nose, really. Two holes for nostrils, I guess. Big eyes. Thin mouth.
Yep, stereotype.
Was it the only creature that came in?
That's all I saw.
Did you get bummed or not, mate?
Okay. Because things went black again. Suddenly, I was back in my car, driving. Like nothing ever happened. I jumped in my seat. I looked around. Nobody, nothing. But I could not escape this feeling that something very unusual had just gone down.
Do you think you might have fell asleep while driving?
No.
Yes.
I looked at my dashboard.
Everything's working now.
Yes. Including the clock, 4 hours. 4 hours had passed.
This guy is absolutely full of shit. He fucking fell asleep behind the wheel. He was dreaming. That's what fucking happened.
Wait, I was driving 4 hours in that spot.
What about the fuel?
What happened to those 4 hours?
I don't know. What happened to the man? You got put up. I'll tell you what happened in 4 hours. You got fucking beamed up in this spaceship. You're held down by some sort of anti-gravity type fucking thing. You were naked, right? And then some fucking alien came in and then fucked you. There you go. That's what happened. Like, so many questions about this bullshit.
Pulled over at the next motel I saw. I remember checking in, getting a room.
This is where he finds out his ass has been bleeding.
And then nothing. Next thing I remember, I was standing outside the door with my suitcase in my hand, like I was getting ready to leave. But I remember nothing before that.
Do you think those 4 hours might have done something to you? Do you feel different?
Yes, when I fart, it goes like this. And when I pee, it pisses to the side. And I keep getting this metallic taste in my mouth. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what happened. They did something to my memory. There are some things from that night I remember so clearly. But there are big chunks of time that I can't remember at all.
Well, there you go. This guy, I mean, so he's trying to say he's completely traumatized by something, but he doesn't know what it was. And like, you wouldn't just drive to a motel. What would be the first thing you would do? You would fucking ring the police or something, or something. Do you know what I mean? The way he dealt with this situation. I don't know.
Nothing.
What led you to believe that you were abducted by aliens?
Good question.
Led me to believe it. It happened.
How do you know?
And I can't forget it.
You can't forget it because you fucking wiped your memory.
Those moments where I was face to face with an alien being were the most terrifying of my life. I've never been that scared before or since. I hope I never am again.
Oh my god, this guy's acting like Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, I'm not even going to put this whole video up. I'll put a picture up and then you just can watch it yourselves because it's a really fucking long video. There's still another 5 minutes. I don't know. What else was...
Have you thought about going back to that place? Maybe find some answers?
Our relationship ended a couple weeks after that.
Alright, so he's full of shit. I was hoping he would say stuff like, you know, well, he did say he was naked lying on a fucking table, didn't he? Why would an alien strip you naked and, technically have its way with you and then wipe your memory out? What use would they do? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense why some sort of an alien spacecraft would travel the whole way through the whole fucking, you know, space and time and stuff and then come to Earth and then just start putting stuff up your ass. Like, it doesn't... Why the fuck... Surely they have the technology. If they can defy gravity, right, which is, according to, like, you know, the laws of physics, is impossible. If they can do that, why would they want to look up at your ass? Or, like, you know, this doesn't fucking make sense. Now, I've seen some of these videos as well, you know, where someone's on an aircraft or something like that, and then this object flies through the sky and then all of a sudden disappears. Like, no. There's either going to be some sort of fucking reason behind it, and, you know, it's not an alien fucking species, I don't think. I mean, I could be completely wrong. I do think there's intelligent life, but I do also know that laws of physics and thermodynamics and all this kind of stuff, and for a spacecraft to travel that at that speed and almost looks like it's almost at the fucking speed of light, some of them, but in order for you to travel that fast, you know, takes a lot of energy, and Earth's gravity and stuff like that, like, I mean, thermodynamics, like friction and stuff, stops us from going really, really fast, or it's really hard for a rocket to leave Earth's atmosphere. It takes a tremendous amount of energy for that to happen, so this little fucking aircraft can just, you know, whiz in, and just whiz back out and fucking go into space and, you know, travel. That's a load of bollocks. Load of fucking bollocks. There was this one thing, I don't know if anybody's familiar with this, called the WOW signal. So basically, I think it was 1970s or 80s, something like that. And they actually did get some sort of a signal from something that didn't come from us. So basically, like, something from another planet or whatever sent out a signal, and it was received by us. And whatever the scientist seen it, he couldn't believe what he's seen. So right next to it, he wrote "Wow," and to this day, it's called the Wow signal. But there you go. Like, you know, to finish off, well, I'll summarize, shall I? Do I believe in aliens? Yes, I do. Do I think they're flying around in fucking flying saucers and the government is a big conspiracy about it and they're sticking stuff up humans' asses? No, I don't. But if you, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. You can either look at it through the conspiracy way, or you can look at it through the realistic scientific way. And what is an alien to you? Do you know what I mean? But according to the dictionary, it's a fucking foreigner. Who would have knew that? But I can honestly say that I believe that there is intelligent life on other planets, which makes them extraterrestrials. And so if anybody says to me, do you believe in aliens? I say, yes, I do. So there you go. That's my thoughts. Hopefully I've converted you into believing in an extraterrestrial. And I would absolutely love it if anybody has been abducted by aliens, contact me. Because I'll have you on the fucking show, let me tell you. That'll be a good episode. But there you go, guys. There's my thoughts about fucking aliens. And, yeah. Next one is episode 20. Don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I've got lots of ideas. But for some reason, I mean, I wrote like 300 odd ideas. And there's even more than that. Because some of the ideas can be like 4 different podcasts and stuff. But I've got fucking years and years of content coming here. Like, so this podcast. And I'm getting really good at it. I think I've only edited this once. So it's literally took me like an hour and 15 minutes to do an hour podcast. And then it doesn't take that long uploading it. So I can spare 2 hours a week and just make this into a hobby, which is what I'm going to do. So I've already bought the equipment and stuff, so I don't need more equipment. And, you know, I've got a separate laptop. I've basically got a whole setup now. So it's just a case of finding 2 hours or 4 hours a week and just, you know, coming up some funny fucking topics. But there you go. So there's aliens, guys. Who would have knew aliens are foreigners? But there you go. Technically, I'm an alien. Because I live in Wales. So, and I'm from Northern Ireland. So I'm a fucking alien. There you go. Everybody used to say to me, I look like an alien. But now I am officially an alien. But there we go, guys. This is my thoughts on aliens. Tune into the next episode, guys. And remember, stick your finger up your own bum. And if you can't, get a fucking alien to do it. Cheers, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now. Peace.